The former chief executive officer of WorldCom, Bernard Ebbers, took the witness stand today in his fraud trial in federal court in New York. Ebbers ran WorldCom at a time when the company was engaged in an $11 billion accounting fraud. Prosecutors allege Ebbers not only knew about the fraud, but that he was involved in it from the beginning. NPR's Jim Zaroli was in the courtroom today and joins us. And Jim, Bernie Ebbers didn't have to take the stand today. Why did he decide to do so?
Well, it's hard to say exactly, but it's clear he had to answer some of the things that have been said about him over the past few weeks. We have heard from several top executives at the company who talked about this really massive fraud that took place at WorldCom. One of them in particular was the chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan, whose testimony was especially damaging to Ebbers. He testified that Ebbers really pressured executives to cook the books over a period lasting for about 2 years because he was just desperate to make sure the company's share price didn't fall too much.
Well, what did Bernard Ebbers have to say about that testimony from Scott Sullivan?
Well, he basically denied everything that Sullivan said. He said he didn't know much about accounting in the first place. He didn't know there was fraud taking place. No one had ever told him. He said at one point, "Scott never told me he made an entry that was not right. If he had, we wouldn't be here today," meaning in the courtroom. He was asked at one point about line cost capitalization, which is one of the ways that WorldCom covered up its deteriorating financial condition. And Ebbers said, "I didn't even know there was such a thing as line cost capitalization." He also denied another piece of important testimony. Early on in the trial, the former controller, David Myers, testified that Ebbers once came up to him and apologized for forcing him to execute a shady accounting maneuver. And this is very important because it's one of the few pieces of evidence that Ebbers knew about the fraud that didn't come from Scott Sullivan. Ebbers said he was asked about this. He said he didn't even remember having that conversation with Myers.
Well, if Bernard Ebbers is pleading ignorance, saying he knew nothing about any of this, how did that come off today in his performance on the witness stand?
I think he came off pretty well. I mean, he comes off as a sort of very courteous figure. He's lived in the South a long time. He's adopted some of these Southern courtesies. He's also very imposing. He's very tall. He has sort of a strong voice. He's wearing a very nicely tailored suit. You can understand why some people might have found him kind of a tough boss to work for.
Did any of the testimony today get to the question of Ebbers' alleged motivation for committing fraud?
Yeah, in a way it did, and it was interesting. The prosecutors say Ebbers had borrowed very heavily using his WorldCom stock as collateral, and when the price began to go down, he started getting margin calls from the bank, which means, you know, they wanted more money in his account to make up for the fact that his stock wasn't worth as much. Prosecutors say that Ebbers was terrified there would be more margin calls, so he wanted to keep the stock price up. Ebbers testified that in November 2000, the board of WorldCom paid off his bank loan. They didn't want him to be under any more pressure to sell stock, which looks really bad to Wall Street. So if true, this undercuts the argument that Ebbers was worried about financial ruin, because at that point, once his loan was paid off, he was no longer really in dire financial shapes. But the fraud continued for a while after that.
Jim, this trial's been going on for a little more than a month now. Well, what happens next?
Well, Bernie Ebbers was cross-examined today. The prosecutor, David Anders, questioned him a lot about some emails that he'd written to employees asking about specific accounting matters. He's basically trying to undercut this idea that Ebbers didn't get involved with accounting. He showed an email that Ebbers had written sort of chewing out a low-level employee. I think he's trying to show that Ebbers was really a tough boss and he intimidated a lot of people, which is why they were willing to commit fraud for him.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York. Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.